on Heavenly Creatures by Katrina Miller.
If you travel across the Firth of Forth, be cautious for a while. There are two friends sat on the bridge who'll seduce you with a smile. They work the toll booth separately. Their names are Bella and Christine. Don't look their way at any cost, because they're not quite as they seem. Well, they'll be cheaper than the other tolls. You'll go free if you're a man, but eventually the price is high, so avoid them if you can. Christine is fond of smallish men with freckles and red hair, so it's local blokes from roundabout that don't pay the usual fare. Bella has a thing for blondes. She likes them strong and tall. But if those travellers knew their fate, they'd pay the usual toll. She also likes the buses and has a preference for them. There's more variety in a bus as long as it's packed with men. The open smiles the girls both give offer such appeal. But the danger to the poor men's lives is very, very real. The lure of crossing over the bridge, with their money still intact, is not a hint to any that they're never going back. 'Cause travelling home across the Forth for most would never be, regardless if you cross the bridge from either Glasgow or Dundee. Instead, the men just disappear and float down with the tide. To the estuary they'll travel up towards the ocean large and wide. Meantime, the girls just sit and wait, for their duties stop at 5. That's when they both become themselves, two silkies, and they dive into the water's knotted weeds to relish that day's prey. All the thrifty gentlemen who didn't have to pay. It's a pleasure for the friends to search amongst the salty grime at the bottom of the Firth of Forth for men well in their prime. You've likely guessed while they both travel downwards with their dive that they're no longer with the living as they prematurely died. They took their own life's jumping from the bridge some time ago, and they made a deadly pact. They'd both join the river's flow. They both had sadness in their hearts from unrequited love, so they made a bold decision to jump from high above. An anguish overtook them when it dawned what they had done, but for them by now there was no going back. It was time to have some fun. Atonement, Bella called it, for all the hurt and pain, for the men they thought that loved them and that they loved back in vain. They never would be angels, but they enjoyed it, playing nice. So they let the men go o'er free, but they paid a higher price. A higher price than any toll you'd ever come across. But both agreed revenge was sweet. They'd now show who was the boss.